start with the first half. Yeah, you're right. I thought we were very good at times, very dominant. 17-3 probably wasn't enough, really, to be honest. I thought we made just a couple of individual errors, which can happen 10 metres from their line, but some of our attack looked really sharp and bright. So we were good value for that 17-3 lead. I thought our set piece, given all the disruption that we've had, was very good in that first period. And having gone 24-3 up, it's very frustrating for us to have played the way that we played. I thought we got really sloppy for 15 minutes when we did have the ball. We made some really horrible errors on attack, did our own thing, went off script, and found ourselves defending for the last 20 minutes of the match. And we defended well, actually. We fought hard and showed all that togetherness in our 22. It was not what we wanted to be doing. We wanted to be attacking. And we were sort of the masters of our own downfall for that reason, and it's very frustrating.
Michael Rhodes was man of the match. How pleasing was that, given that he's sort of more of a flanker playing in the second row?
I thought he had a great game because he scrummaged very well. Sometimes when you go from the back row to the second row, it's very difficult to be very consistent with your effort in the second row and in the scrum. And he did a great job for us in the set piece today. But also he was good around the park as well. So he gave us both the things that we wanted.
You still looking for some short-term cover in that area? The name Will Skelton's been mentioned a bit.
Yeah, we have to try and get some cover. It's proved quite a difficult search at this time of year to find somebody of the right quality to bring in. There's no point just bringing somebody ordinary in. We want to bring somebody who can add value to the squad in that November period, and December and January, two critical months when we got four Champions Cup matches and five Premiership games. So we're still searching.
In terms of your England players, they go off on duty now. How much are you going to miss them over the next month or so?
Listen, we're pleased that people go and play international rugby, and you know, we've got a good squad, and we've got three very tough games. We've got Sale away, Bath away, and Gloucester here, so it's going to be tough for us. But I think a lot of our senior players who are going to be here have a crucial role to play, and people like Brad Barrett, Richmond Wigglesworth were magnificent out there again today, Marcello Borsch, Scott Burgers. We do have good players, and we just need to get a little bit lucky with injuries.
And for the likes of Farrell and the Vinopolos, Jamie George, etc., are they all in good spirits as they head to Portugal tomorrow?
Yeah, they're all a bit frustrated, actually. You know, it's one of those games when it's 24-3. You've got to get the job done, and the job was to get a fourth try, and we didn't get that job done, and it's a bit of a disappointing changing because we showed signs in the first half of how good we can be if we stay on it. But yeah, they're playing well. All of them are playing well. Jimmy George had a really top first half as well today, so hopefully they're all going to be really in contention for starting places.
It shows the level that you're playing at now, Mark, that you're frustrated you didn't pick up the bonus point against a side as good as Leicester.
And that's you know, not trying to be something that we're not. It was there for the taking. You know, it was 24-3. We had some good opportunities. Not even opportunities, that's wrong. We had field position, and we were just a little bit sloppy, and we went off script, and we thought we could do it a different way, and we didn't have to do that. We just needed to do what we were doing before that, and that's the frustration.
Of course, the win today means that you go into the autumn tests top of the Premiership pile. You also get a fortnight now with the Anglo-Welsh Cup, where you can rotate some of those players and give some of those players needed for those three games when the autumn internationals are on a bit of a break.
Yeah, no, but we fully intend to give a lot of people opportunities over the next 2 weeks who have been training very hard alongside the senior squad, and they'll all be playing, and all of the players who aren't wearing international duty who have played a good chunk of game time will get a rest.
And in the last month, you've gone to 2-1-1. You've seen off Leicester here. You've beaten Wasps decisively in the Premiership too. It's been an incredible month for this club.
Yeah, but we've got to keep setting our standards high, and we do try to set our standards high. And there was times today when we got close to those standards, but there was times today when we fell well below, and we've got to try and improve.